Blog Talk Radio. Because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Amen. I've read to you Psalms 5, verses 1 through 8. And now to my favorite scripture, and that is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I've read Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Amen. Heavenly Father God, our Father in heaven, thank you for this cloudy day. It appears we have a rainy day ahead of us, Detroit. Thank you for protecting us, Detroiters, from natural disasters. Heavenly Father God, we sheep also thank you for allowing us to hold our peace when blatant, flagrant, obvious, unprovoked attack in words or in deed come against us, sheep. Thank you for allowing us to recognize evil and to laugh at it when it seems to be an unnerving situation appearing. Let us go on with happiness in life. Father, thank you for our good health, our sane mind, for prosperity in all things. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge, patience and mercy. In your son's name, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Sabbath day to you. This Saturday, April 14, 2012. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I know you have your Bible ready. Now, your Bible may read a little different from mine. Of course, you have your pen or pencil and paper ready as well. Before I get started reading in today's lesson, I want to share with you what I have been observing this past week. On April the 8th, I have not seen the moon since that evening. April 8th. And when I saw it on April 8th, it appeared that it was going in the wrong direction. Sheep, your assignment for this week is to check the sky in the evening or night. What you'll be looking for is the moon. I want you to check it to see if you see it. I have not seen the moon in the sky since April 8th at nighttime. So I don't know what's going on, and I'm not a watchman. My assignment is to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people. Father, I ask that you have more sheep listening to this program and allow me to do your will. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 15 and begin reading. It's talking about defilement. Defilement comes from within. Defilement means dirty, filthy, or polluted. So you can pollute yourself from within. Let's start reading Matthew chapter 15, verse 1. Then the scribes and the Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." But he answered, meaning Jesus answered, and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandments of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might receive from me has been dedicated to the temple. So, in a sense, he really is not honoring his father and mother as God has told him to. He's talking about whatever help I give to you that goes to the, is dedicated to the temple. Let's pick up at verse 6. Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, is released from honoring his father and mother. Thus, you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrite, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain, useless, vain is another word for useless, they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. Then he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. So it's not what you put in your mouth, although I did read in Leviticus chapter 11, and you read it on your time as well. There are things that are an abomination. Foods that you eat off the land. And I think one of them is like a camel, the hare, the swine, and there's something else. Those are land animals that are an abomination. And then there are also abominations that come from the sea that we eat. You can eat all things that have fins and scales, but the other things that are in the sea that we may eat, and the good Lord knows, I'm talking about God, knows that I love shrimp, and I love tuna fish. But I think tuna fish does not have a scale, so, but it may have a fin, I'm not for sure. But nonetheless, there are some things that is not good for us to eat as well. And what you do is just read Leviticus chapter 11, and it will tell you those things. Let's pick up reading in Matthew chapter 15, verse 12. Oh, well, let's go back to verse 10. As a matter of fact, let's go up to verse 9. And in vain, they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Then he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand, not what goes in the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended is another word for upset when they heard this saying. But he, talking about Jesus, answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone, talking about the Pharisees. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. And, of course, last week, the last session, I explained that parables is a story. It's usually a religious, spiritual lesson or story. Pick up at chapter 15, verse 6. And Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand whatever enters the mouth and goes into the stomach is eliminated? You have a BM or bowel movement, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth, what comes out of the mouth, from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies." Now, you know that adulteries are like when a married person is having sexual relations with someone other than the spouse. And fornication is a single person out there having sexual relations in the world. Verse 20, chapter 15 of Matthew. "These are things which defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands do not defile a man." Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, meaning she cried out to Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But she did not cry out after them. She cried out after Jesus. But he, meaning Jesus, said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And, you know, that to me is racist. You know, I'm thinking that Jesus is for everyone. And what you should do, go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 14. I honestly believe that the lost sheep of Israel are those slaves who were sent to America. And I also believe that there were black people or African in America before England came to America, before Christopher Columbus allegedly discovered the Americas. Christopher Columbus only made it to the Cayman Islands. And I guess that's South America. He did not find North America or the United States. Let me just read further. And if you do not believe what I just said, take a history course at one of the colleges, and you'll find that to be so. Columbus never made it to the United States of America. He made it to the Cayman Islands. Let's pick up reading at verse 25. "Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.'" Now that is very rude, in my view. And that's Jesus talking to this Canaan woman. And she said, "True, Lord, yet even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." And Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." He had mercy on the woman after all, and her daughter was healed from that very hour. And Jesus departed from there and skirted the Sea of Galilee. And I believe skirted means that he traveled along the Sea of Galilee and went up on the mountain and sat there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all. I'm thinking that maimed means someone who is disabled or disfigured. So the multitude marveled, and they were surprised, or they wondered when they saw the mute speak, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion. He showed pity or sorrow on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on their way. Then Jesus said to him, then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? And Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7 and a few fish. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and fish and gave. And Jesus did this in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, where he fed. Well, this is what he said. He took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, and he broke them and gave to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. Again, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of fragments that were left. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent the multitudes away, got into a boat, and came to the region of Magdala. Well, that ends the reading of chapter 15. And you know that I always love saying a closing prayer. And of course, I love the theme song. In prayer, closing prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to read Matthew chapter 15. And I hope that your sheep have learned from chapter 15. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but it's what comes out of it. So let us be careful for whatever we say, and let us hold our peace when we know that we're being attacked by Satan or the evil one, and let us let them allow them to say what they have to say. And let us just move on and laugh at what they say and be about your business, Father God. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your divine protection always from the evil ones and from all natural and chemical disasters that may want to come across our path. Direct our path, God, Father God, and lead us not into temptation. And give us this day our daily bread, and give us prosperity. Give us the money that we need this day. I ask in your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen. See, as always in closing, take God along with you wherever you go. And if it is God's will, I will talk with you at another time, another day.
I don't mind, Lord. I hope you don't mind. nothing.